And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Some time ago, Mary left her Rosehaven, Long Island home in the family car, saying she'd be back in plenty of time for dinner. And at first, Larry was unconcerned, for he was enjoying his talk with Claudia Vincent, the attractive young woman who claims that Rupert Barlow stole her family fortune. But as the afternoon progressed, Larry has become more and more on edge about Mary's failure to return. Right now, he's standing in the living room looking out of the windows. Across from him, by the fireplace, Claudia watches with some amusement. And then we hear...
Why do you give yourself such a beating, Larry? Why don't you go to the telephone and find out what you want to know?
Why? What'd you say, Claudia?
Now, you're standing in the window like the frantic young wife in Bluebeard, and I feel like asking, do you see anyone coming, Sister Anne?
I just happened to be looking out the window. I don't see anything so remarkable about that.
Ah, you're such a poor dissembler, Larry, dear, for such a great actor. You're worried about Mary. You're almost sure that I was right when I said she went straight to Rupert Barlow's house when she left us this afternoon.
I don't believe that, Claudia. I don't see any reason why she'd want to do that.
Well, then you must be very blind, Larry, or very complacent.
I don't get that at all.
Oh, I'll admit that if I were given the chance, I'd never leave your side. But then, you see, I haven't been married to you for, well, how many years is it?
Quite a few.
Exactly. And so it's only natural for Mary to allow herself a little flirtation now and then. I'm sure she means nothing more. But she doesn't know Rupert. Not as I know him.
Well, that's something to be grateful for, at least. And if you don't mind, I'd just as soon drop this conversation.
Of course, Larry. I only meant to try to ease your mind. You are worried, darling. It shows all over your face. Now, why don't you just call Rupert?
Nonsense. Why should I call Rupert? After what happened at his house the other day, I don't want to have anything to do with the man. For a while, at least.
Well, whatever you say. Would you like me to call?
No, hang it all. I wasn't even thinking about Mary and Rupert till you put the idea in my mind. And I know you're dead wrong.
But you're afraid to prove it, aren't you, Larry?
I'm not afraid at all, Claudia. Why should I be? If you're going to take on about this idea, then I will go right to the telephone now and call Rupert. At least then we'll have that point cleared up, and then maybe we can talk about something more entertaining.
Well, I hope I didn't make you angry.
Not at all. Just that I know perfectly well that... what is that number? Oh, here it is. Mary's got it written down on the pad.
How convenient.
A lot of nonsense. But if it's the only way to clear up this ridiculous point, then of course I'll have to...
Hello?
Hello, hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Barlow, if you don't mind.
Barlow speaking.
Oh, hello, Rupert. Didn't recognize you. This is Larry Noble.
Oh, yes, Larry.
Well, it's nothing important, really, but I'm trying to locate Mary. She isn't there by any chance, is she?
No, she isn't.
I didn't think she would be, but the fact is, she's a lot later than she expected to be, and I was beginning to get uneasy. You know how it is, the roads these days and all that. I've been calling a few friends to try to track her down.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Larry. I should think she'd be home by now.
What's that? What do you mean?
Well, she left here nearly half an hour ago. But of course, I didn't ask if she was going straight home. Look, if you're worried, perhaps I'd better get out of my car and see if I can locate her along the way.
No. No thanks, Rupert. That won't be necessary. I'm sure she's perfectly all right. Just a bit late, that's all.
Well, I wouldn't mind a bit. Matter of fact, now you've got me worried.
No, forget it.
If you insist. But look, if she doesn't return in the next few minutes, call me, will you, Larry? It'll ease my mind.
All right. But I'm sure it won't be necessary. Sorry to trouble you. Goodbye.
Was she there, Larry?
No, of course not.
Well, at least now you know. Hello, darling. I'm sorry to be so late.
Hello, Mary.
What are you doing here in the hall all by yourself?
Well, I just finished making a phone call.
Oh, well, I'll just put my hat and coat away and be right with you. Where's Claudia?
I'm in here, Mary. Oh, hello, Claudia. Did you have a nice afternoon?
Yes, quite. I didn't expect to be so long.
Larry was getting rather worried about you.
He's so wonderfully attentive, isn't he? Can't bear you out of his sight. Oh, you are lucky, Mary.
Yes, I am. I planned to be back before this, but my errand took me longer than I expected.
I see.
You weren't really worried, darling.
Oh, no. No, certainly not. Just so you're back safely.
Oh, yes. And I'll go straight into the kitchen and tell Phoebe I'm back, so she can serve dinner whenever you're ready.
Oh, there's no hurry, Mary. We still have plenty of time.
Where's Larry Jr.? Upstairs?
No, I don't think so. He's out back playing with his dog, I believe. It was the last time I saw him.
Oh, I'd better get him in and get him cleaned up for dinner. He's probably a sight.
He's such a sweet child, Mary. But he is rather shy, isn't he? I can't get him to pay any attention to me at all.
Well, he's just at the age where he's so busy. Never seems to have enough time to do all the things he planned.
Of course. I know how it is.
Larry, hadn't you better go up and change so you'll be ready to leave for New York after dinner?
I have plenty of time.
All right, dear.
I've been trying to persuade Larry to let me go into New York with him, to see him in his play. Oh, I'm dying to see it, and I haven't had a chance yet. Now, would you mind very much if I went, Mary?
Why, of course not, Claudia.
You hear that, Larry? Now, what do you say?
Well, of course, if you like. You didn't mention it before. I'm glad to have you.
Now, isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm happy. You know, you should have stayed here, Mary. We had the most glorious afternoon out in the sun. Oh, it was perfectly marvelous.
I'm so glad.
But I understand how it is. You must have so many friends and things to do. So I don't see how you can bear to leave your garden and that terrace.
I can't, unless I have other things to do.
Well, I guess maybe I will go up and change.
We had the most amazing thing happen this afternoon, didn't we, Larry?
What? What was that?
Oh, now don't tell me you've forgotten how that woman from next door came storming through the hedge and made all that fuss. Really, I've never seen anything like it. I swear she must be slightly mad.
Who was it, Larry?
It was nothing, really. We were out in the garden and Florence Baker suddenly appeared.
Florence Baker?
Isn't she the most amazing person? Suddenly she just appeared. And the way she looked at me as though I'd been caught in the most flagrant misconduct. Really.
I don't understand.
And I was just standing there. I picked one of your darling little rosebuds and put it in Larry's lapel. And suddenly this remarkable creature was at our side.
Larry, what did she want? You know Florence Baker hasn't been near us in weeks.
Oh, she said something about letting our boy and hers play together as they used to.
Oh.
And then suddenly she seemed to change her mind. I don't know. She just disappeared back through the hedge.
What an odd person she is. Does she go on this way often? That must be rather disconcerting.
Florence and Walter Baker are our closest neighbors and are very good friends.
I see.
We had a bit of trouble about the children recently. A misunderstanding, you might say. But I think it was nice of her to come over and say that she wanted them to play together again. I think I'll call her up right after dinner.
No, I don't believe I'd do that, honey.
Why not, Larry? If she came over to give me that message...
I don't know, but I just don't believe I would. Let her come back again if she wants to. I don't think I'd call her.
But I don't see why not. Surely if she's willing to make that effort, then I ought to do as much. And we don't want to be on bad terms with them, do we, Larry?
It doesn't matter to me. The Bakers want to behave like a couple of unreasonable children. I say let them.
I do believe Larry's right, my dear. That woman left in a perfect huff. Although I can't for the life of me imagine why. Can you, Larry?
But Larry has already left to go upstairs, and so Claudia turns to Mary, smiles sweetly, and then goes back to her book. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.